Okay, we're on Chav Daled, Amud Beis, basically in the middle of the page by the two dots. It's Oichlen Negubin. You can eat dry food, but you die Mr. Uvois, with tame hands. So that's for Truma, says the Mishnah, but not for Kodesh Mechule. Okay, that's where we're up to. So just a quick intro. With regards to water and food, that we've talked about this already, that basically in order for a food to receive tuma, it needs heksha. It needs to have water put on it. Yeah, and then then it can receive tuma. So I saw, interestingly, the other day, I saw a Rashi in Shabbos on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that it said, anytime it says heksha in Shas, it means tikkun. The word heksha means a tikkun. It's like fixed. Yeah, so I wanted to connect it basically, heksha, so we don't understand. It's just, we learned the sugi before about when a kli receives tumor, right? We said, kalim nigvarim batara. We said, when something's not fashioned as a kli, doesn't receive tumor. But when it becomes a kli, it can receive tumor. Right? Remember that? Right? When it's not a kli, it can't receive tumor. Once it becomes a kli, it can receive tumor. So I wanted to say the same thing, yeah, seemingly, with food. Basically, when it's just harvested from the field or whatever, and it's not designated for food, it needs some kind of preparation, then it becomes food. And then it can receive tumor. Basically, so when you now start, like, wash it, you prepare it, yeah, with putting water on it, basically, you make it food. So food can receive tumor. I don't think only human food can receive tumor. Animal food can't receive tumor. And you can use food for other things, you know what I mean? So therefore, once you basically, it's like, you know, when you buy a salad from the, you know, your pre-cut salad, you know, in the lettuce with, the, you know, your salad mix, whatever. It's like ready, something's ready to go. So it's basically got, once you've washed it with water, it's like food now, and so therefore it can receive tumor. That's my understanding of it. And I glanced on something that in the introduction to Kati, there's a similar concept. He brings it down by the Chinuch, who says something. We're also connecting a similar line, a slightly different, whatever, but proof, but along that lines. So now, let's carry on. Okay, so we understood, yeah, the Mishnah is basically like this, that fruit that never became wet, right, never had water touch it, right, it was not yet wet, yeah, that you could touch them with, you could touch truma with tame hands. But Kodesh, that was not yet wet, right, it hadn't had heksher, it wasn't food, you're not allowed to touch it with tame hands. Basically, right? So this thing this food that was not yet wet, yeah, you're allowed to touch it with tame hands for tumor, but not for Kodesh. Okay? So ask the Gemara over here. Tanya, Ami Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, is there such a thing as not yet wet? Neguv, I'm trying to translate, is not yet wet. Lekodesh. Hello, chibas hakodesh, the endearment of kodesh, machsharton. That makes them food. Sin is the endearment of. This is the principle that basically things that are kodesh, that they become food, they have heksha even without water. The chibas of kodesh is machsharton. So therefore, there's no need of water. It's not like not yet wet for kodesh, because anyway, they become heksha, become food, even without water. So water's not an issue over here by kodesh. So that doesn't make sense. You mean like, you know, and even though the kodesh isn't wet, yeah, you can't touch it with tame hands. Yeah, we know that. Because any kodesh by definition, yeah, because of this principle of chibas of kodesh, the endearment of kodesh, it's considered ready now, considered prepared now, because of the endearment of kodesh. Therefore, it receives tumor immediately. So that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. So what's the Mishnah? We're changing pshat in the Mishnah over here. That was the end of the Braisa. Or Tosha says this, there is a Tosefta or a Braisa, actually, could be a continuation, but it sounds like it's the Gemara speaking over here. Lo tzricha. We're changing the case over here. That over here, we're really not talking about Kodesh. We thought before you were touching not wet Kodesh, and never become wet, and you're touching the Kodesh. Really, what we're actually talking about is touching Chulin over here. Yeah? And where's the Kodesh? Where's the Kodesh? It's jammed down his throat. Yes, that sounds a bit... Yeah. What does that mean? Lo tzricha, look at this, this is the case. Kagoin. For example, shetochov, that somebody stuffed in, inserted, loy, inserted, let's go, tochov, inserted loy, chaveru, his friend, yeah, lesoich piv, some kodesh into his mouth. His friend plopped some kodesh food into his mouth. Sounds a bit strange, yeah? Alternatively, if you don't like that, an alternative way to do it, well, oh, shetochov hu v'latzmoy. Alternatively, he used one of those cocktail sticks. You know what, in England, we don't use toothpicks in England. Rather, we use those cocktail sticks to put on little sausages or pineapples and onions and stuff, whatever, to serve things. You know those things where there's little sticks that you poke food on? So these little sticks that the skewers, yeah, hula'atzmoy, he skewered a piece of kodesh. So that's a small piece of wood is not mekabel tuma. Because it hasn't got a base kibble, it's just a little splinter of wood. So he poked some kodesh, and he placed it la'atzmoy b'kush b'karko. Kush b'karko is some kind of like a wooden implement, right? Some pointed wooden implement. Sometimes karko can be used in the weaving process, but it's some kind of basically cleave that doesn't receive tumor. Yeah, and then he placed it. So it's basically this guy has got kodesh in his mouth. Right, and he didn't touch it with his hands, so it didn't receive tumor. Okay, now ubikesh, and now he wanted, yeah, as a to serve with it, le'achoil, yeah, he wanted to eat also a tznoin, a radish, yeah, ubatzol, or an onion to complement shel chulin of chulin at the same time imahem. Okay, so now what's the issue over here? So it shouldn't be a problem because normally. Hands, we would say that hands are shnios, right? We said, normally the general rule of a hand, it's a sheni. So a sheni can't make a shlishi in chulin. So if a sheni hand would touch a chulin, it's not going to make it a shlishi. So there's no problem now taking that onion, a little pickled onion, a dry one, yeah, and placing it in his mouth to eat it with the kodesh. There's not a problem, seemingly, or with truma. But we're concerned over here, whilst he's placing that onion in his mouth, he might inadvertently also touch the kodesh in his mouth. Right? And his hands are sheni, and a sheni can make a shlishi in kodesh. So that's a problem. So therefore, we're nervous. We say, don't go there. It's dangerous. Don't basically do this. Don't ask your friend to stick some kodesh down your throat, and then afterwards... Take a dry onion, yeah, of chulin, and then place it in your mouth because your hands are shneos, because you may inadvertently roll over that onion and touch the kodesh in your mouth and make it a shlishi. Don't do that, right? However, if it's truma, we're okay. We're relaxed. Ellie, it's okay for you to do that with truma. You're okay. Truma's okay. So just, right? Right. All right. Awesome. Okay. So, the Kodesh Gozru Behen, Behu, the Kodesh they made a Gezeira, yeah, the Rabbanon, and the Trumalot, Gozru Behu Rabbanon. Okay, so what was the Neguva at the end of the term? Before we said Neguva was understanding is not yet wet, yeah? But now Neguva was saying is basically that onion was a pickled onion, right? It has to be that hasn't got any liquid on it. It has to be a dry onion. Because if it's a wet, pickled onion, with water on it, yeah? So his hands were shiny. Anyway, he's going to touch the onion, yeah? And the liquid on the onion is going to make his basically turn into a rishon, right? Because we said that if a hand touches a liquid, it makes it into a rishon. A rishon can make turn chulin into a shiny, and that chulin is a shiny could make the kodesh into a shlishi. So it has to be that the whole issue over here, whatever, is that the chulin was dry. So that's what neguva means. Basically, so we're going, let's just fit it back in. Yeah, so we changed the whole case of the Mishnah. Originally, we wanted to say the case of the Mishnah was basically, you can touch kodesh that was not yet wet would never become wet with your hands. But we said, what are you talking about? Anyway, they're going to become, they have a hechsher to be kabbal tumah because of the endearment of Kodesh. So anyway, a sheni would tommy them up. So he said, really the case is no. What's the dry hands over here? It means yeah, that he had dry hands that were basically placing chulin into his mouth whilst he had already had Kodesh in his mouth. However he got there, either his friend put it in there, and we're concerned, basically, that his hand may touch the Kodesh in his mouth. So for Kodesh, we made a gezera, but not for chulin. Not for truma. Okay. Last bit of the Mishnah. It's exciting over here. Ha'oinein. The last mila. The 11th or the 10th. Depends who you say like. Yeah. Ha'oinein v'mechus l'kippurim. These people, yeah, Oinei means one of his relatives died, but he had not been in contact with the mace, so he didn't have like a tumor. And a mechuzah kipurim, as we know, we're getting familiar with, that's somebody who was like a zav or somebody, and he'd done his 7 days of shiva nikiyim. He'd been to the mikvah, and he wanted to bring a korban on day eight. But and even if he brought the korban, nevertheless, this person would have to go to the mikvah before he eats kodesh. And also this guy, his own name, he also has to go to the mikveh before he eats kodesh, but not truma. Why is that? Because this guy's not Tommy. Why is that? This guy's not Tommy. Yeah, the guy, the Zav guy, had already been to the mikveh. Yeah, this own name guy, he's just Nebach, someone, one of his relatives died, but he never went in contact with him. So my time, says the Gemara, Kivan the ad ha'idna, that since the ad until ha'idna means this time, yeah, havu asiri, these people, the onain and the mechuzah kippurim were prohibited to eat kodesh. These two people are not allowed to eat kodesh. A mechuzah kippurim is not allowed to eat kodesh, and an onain, surprisingly enough, is not allowed to eat kodesh because somebody when he's eating kodesh has got to be a matzav shel simcha. Right, and so an onain doesn't him and kodesh don't go together. So since they were prohibited halachically to eat kodesh in the state that they were in, therefore, continue to the Gemara at Srichinu, they required them, yeah, Rabbanan the Rabbanan Tevila to do Tevila to come back into the status of kodesh. It's a dinder rabbanon. Since they were prohibited and they were basically out of the parsha of eating kodesh, so therefore they had to have a mikvah and then they come back and eat kodesh.